Just be alert. That's the key.
Yes.
Because there's such good that social media can provide and that it can be used for. Mm-hmm. And so we want to hone in on those things that are positive.
I'm Susan Goss, and as a seasoned therapist of more than 15 years, I'm honored to have had the opportunity to gain so much wisdom from so many people and love passing that knowledge on to others. So join me and some of my favorite friends as we share some tangible truths with you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tangible Truth Podcast. And I still have Kelly with me.
I'm still here.
I'm so glad you are, Kelly. Okay, we're here with our last episode of wrapping up social media.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode is going to be a more practical episode, I'd call that, don't you think?
Yeah.
As we were planning it, and I think it's a much needed one,
mm-hmm.
For sure. And if you haven't listened, listeners, to the first three, go back and listen to those. I really think it's worthy of those listens, don't you, Kelly? We really had a good time doing it, but also learned some things about social media and pleasing God over man, and just some really good, deep things about social media. So I hope, listeners, you'll go back and listen to those as well. But today, excuse me, we're going to talk more on the practical side of social media. And so, Kelly, tell me a few things very practically on social media, on Instagram versus Facebook, about muting, what that looks like and why we would use it.
Well, it goes back to last couple episodes where we were talking about guarding your heart.
Yes.
Putting in guardrails. And I think sometimes, and I mentioned this, I think, in one episode, but just if you are going through something, it could be nothing. It could be like, I like to follow a lot of interior decorators. And as I start scrolling through and I see all these beautiful homes, suddenly I'm thinking, well, my house is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, causes me to start coveting or being jealous. Well, maybe I just need to mute those. You can go through and mute accounts, or you can snooze them on Facebook. You don't have to unfollow. They never need to know you unfollowed, but maybe you just need to not see them in your feed for a little bit. And that could be, hey, we're in a election year, and maybe some family members or friends who you love and want to keep loving, but you don't want to see their posts that you disagree with. And so for me to continue to love those people, I just need to not maybe see for a while. Maybe you need to snooze them for, 7 or 8 months till the election is over. You know, or it could be anything. If you're trying to get pregnant and you just don't want to see a lot of pregnancy announcements, and you have a lot of friends who are pregnant and you don't want to, you love them, but you may, and you don't want to unfollow them, but you just, so I, that's just a practical thing you can do. You can, it's just a setting. You can find it in Instagram or Facebook where you can mute or snooze. And all that does is it just doesn't show up in your feed, but you're still following them. And so eventually you can snooze for like 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a time frame, and then go back in there and unsnooze and keep seeing them. But when you, when you're feeling in a better place, but I think that's just a practical thing of, you don't have to put everything into your vision.
Yeah.
If it's hard for you right now.
I think that is a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. That falls into that category of guarding our hearts. Mm-hmm. In therapy, we would call that, is that a trigger for you?
Yeah. Right.
You know,
exactly.
Right. And that's a buzzword sometimes, but it's a real one because some people are triggered by that. If, like you were saying, if they're trying and they've been trying for, that was a great example that you gave, by the way.
And I've heard you say many times, is it about me or is it about them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, in this case, it's about me. It's not about them. They're not doing anything wrong sharing their house or their pregnancy, but I just know right now I can't see that. And so I don't want to unfollow them, hurt them. I just want to love them, but I just don't need to follow them. And so
that's,
I think that's
exactly right.
That's making a good choice for yourself.
Yes, that's another very good point, Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's and I do say it a lot. Is that about me or is that about them? And you're right. It's not about them who is posting. That's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you. It's about me. It's about us. You know, those of us that are looking at it, and all we have to do is mute. If that's a trigger for us politically, if that's their view, or if that's their, you know, we're excited for them that they're pregnant, but if we've been trying for 4 years, that might be a trigger for us. But you're right, we still want to love someone, love them. And so And especially, I'm going to go back to the political thing. We don't want that to divide families at all. And sometimes it can. Yes, and it's a beatness thing. If that helps not to trigger something. So I think that's great. So thank you for that tidbit of information. We're going to call that social media protection.
Is that good? Yes.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay.
Well, there's also things like privacy.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us about that.
Just check your privacy settings. I think, you know, you can make your social media as private as you want. We're, you know, only on Facebook, you can make so the post only go to people who are your friends and not just the world to see. Same on Instagram. You know, you can have set your account to private and then only people who follow you, and you can approve who follows you, you know, or you can have it wide open. But I think that's a choice for you, you know, how private or public do you want your social media to be? You know, and think about what you're sharing. You know, most people will be careful not to share their kids' schools, or, you know, some people don't even share their kids' names or where they live. Or, you know, I think you just have to, you know, a lot of people, my husband always gets on to me because we'll go on vacation and I'll be posting on vacation. He's like, well, just let everybody know that we're not home and come on and steal our stuff. And I'm like, well, as in nobody wants what we have, but, you know. He always gets mad when I post on vacation.
Just everybody
announce
know
to the world that our house is empty.
That's hilarious, Kelly.
He's right.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, that is so good. And just a reminder that internet is public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good reminder.
Because
many, have you heard stories about that?
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's out there and it stays out there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go away.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's a good, good reminder, I think. Mm-hmm. And another thing we had down was, I think passwords, Carrie reminded us to be sure and to let the listeners know passwords always need to be a strong password.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, my husband's always on that.
Yeah,
on me also, because I tend to use the same one because I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always saying we need to use password manager and you need to use the strongest one. You know, they suggest strong ones and I am not great about that.
Yes.
But it's important because it's very easy to get hacked.
It's very easy to get hacked, which leads me to the next thing. If you find yourself on Facebook in particular, and you know you've been hacked, when you, and this has happened to me, and when it happened to me, I just called Carrie. I said, you need to fix this. Please, please, please fix this. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But that's going to lead me to my next point. But I got on Facebook, and there was something on my feed that was, it was so inappropriate. Mm. That's the nicest way I can put it. So when you find yourself and you've been hacked, what should you do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I called Carrie and she did fix it, but that was me reaching out to someone. What should you do, really?
Well, don't be afraid to ask for help if you don't know what to do.
So I didn't do the wrong thing.
No, ask a family member or someone around you that's a little more tech savvy if you're not. I think, you know, don't click on links. That's a very big one. You get text, you know, I think people get texts all the time that'll say your UPS package wasn't delivered, you know, and oh, okay. You know, click. Well, that's, you know, next thing you know, your bank account's cleared out.
Okay,
I mean, just don't click on links that you don't know where they're from, if they're not from someone you know, or just on random links. I think that's a big one.
Yes.
You know? Or don't assume that every email you get is legit. When you get an email that says, this is from Amazon and, you know, you were just charged $3,000. It's real easy. I always think of, you know, some family members I have that are easily like, oh no. You know, well, is every word properly spelt? Because it's probably not, you know, or look at the email address. Is that an actual from Amazon or is it a bunch of letters? Well, it's probably not from Amazon, you know, or whatever it is. So just, I think that's a big one. It's just be very careful when you open emails, text, links, because that will quickly hack you or hack your, and even if you're on social media and you see a link, I think that's the thing, you know, if you see someone getting hacked, let them know, but unfollow them.
Unfollow them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Until they get it straightened out.
Very good. Unfollow them mm-hmm. if they've been mm-hmm. hacked and you got mm-hmm. tagged. Mm-hmm. So unfollow them. That's a big one. And I love and appreciate you said, don't punch link. Don't punch that link. No matter. I cannot tell you how many people that have fallen for that. And I had before.
Yeah.
I had
it's
before.
Easy.
But you know, we've talked about the word be alert, mm-hmm. that for those two words, be mm-hmm. alert, you know, on social media prior in our other episodes, same applies here mm-hmm. on that. When you get an email, like you said, are all the words spelled correctly?
Yes.
Are, you know, where's this coming from? Mm-hmm. Amazon? Well, that's weird because mm-hmm. I didn't order anything. Mm-hmm. My bank, that looks weird. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, yeah, that's the bank I bank at, but this is a different form. I've never seen it before. Just be alert. Don't punch the links. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's good info.
Susan, and I know, I mean, you can share this, but your Susan Shares got taken down from Facebook.
Yes. When you and I worked together, mm-hmm. I was doing Susan Shares mm-hmm. at the time, had for years. And then all of a sudden, you called me one day and said, Susan, Susan Shares has been taken off Facebook. Just boom. And, you had the same thing happen to you. You just told me that today. I couldn't believe it.
I did. Well, and what I told you back is a quote from your husband, Steve Goss, that I've mm-hmm. always kept in my mind for a lot of different reasons, but yes. he's always said, hold all things loosely.
Yes.
Well, the same goes to social media because you can, you know, I think we put a lot of, you know, a lot of trust or whatever it is into, we have this account and we've put all our family pictures on it. And, mm-hmm. or you, some people it's their business, you
yes.
know, and
yeah.
it can be gone in a split second. Mm-hmm. And I've ran a singles, kind of a matchmaking account for
a huge,
a pretty big one for yes. the last 5 years or so on Instagram. And I've had 66 couples get married.
Oh, yay.
So it's something Woo. That I, oh, thank you. It's something that I love. And it's been, you know, just like just my passion and kind of like my ministry, but just not. And I've been praying about, is it time for me to stop? Because mm-hmm. I'm really just running out of, you know, between working and children, and I just don't have time right now. So I've been praying like, God, what do I do with this? Well, one night very recently, it just disappeared. Like I popped up, this thing popped up on my phone and said, this account has been suspended. Gone. It was gone. And I always thought if something, because I've thought before, what would I do if I lost my Instagram account or my singles account? You know, and I thought I would be hysterical. It
yes.
would be the worst thing ever. Well, for some reason, I think because I'd been praying about what to do about it, I was like, okay, God, well, I guess this is your answer. It's gone. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm done. And I sat there and thought, I feel pretty good about this. I have a peace about it. It was mm-hmm. time. This is just God, you know, it just got taken away. Well, I did like do some things to get it back. You know, I emailed and had to prove my identity, and it was a big hassle because it's very hard to get a hold of anybody at Instagram uh-huh. or there's no phone number or anything. So right when I got a piece, it did come back. So I did get it back. And then yes. I was like, well, now God, I don't know what to do now, you know, and, but I've seen people with very big followings lose their accounts, and it's a very big struggle to get it back. And it can take months. It can take a year. It can take. So I think to remember, you know, yes, it's great. But I mean, you can lose it in a second.
Yes.
And whether Instagram takes it down because they think it's fake or whether someone hacks it and takes it away, just hold it loosely because it can be gone tomorrow.
Yes, hold all things loosely. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe, I mean, Kelly.
Crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's so true. I love that phrase, mm-hmm. hold all things loosely. But I could not believe it when you told me that was down just overnight.
I know.
But it was a perfect example for a hold all things. Mm-hmm. Well, that's happened to both of us.
It has.
Mine on Facebook, yours on Instagram. So it does happen to anyone. And, but we had also said one of the best things about social media, and you brought it up, Kelly, mm-hmm. was when you have a really, really, you know, an unusual illness, mm-hmm. let's say, or mm-hmm. condition. You can get on social media and find groups.
Oh, yes. I think one thing about social media is it can make you feel not alone mm-hmm. because you can find other, where normally in your community, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago in your community, in your church, in your circle of friends, you would have never known somebody that had whatever condition or rare cancer or whatever it is that you're dealing with. But get on Facebook now and there's a group for everything. I mean, any disease that is the rare, or if you have a child with special needs and you feel so isolated and alone because nobody understands what you're dealing with, you can find, you know, hundreds of moms in the same boat, and they can, you know, hey, let's try this doctor, do this, you know, so helpful. And I think that is a gift. You know, I think even during COVID, there were people like single and alone. They were in their home quarantined. They didn't see another person. Thank goodness for social media where you can see, you know, you have people and friends and you don't have to feel alone. And I think that it's a great connector of people.
Yes. And you know, some of my friends in Conway, some of my dear friends that live in Conway, we formed a little Bible study group during COVID.
Yeah.
That's when it started. Three of us here in Bentonville and then three of us in Conway. We all got together over, you know, for social media and did a Bible study. I mean, it was so cool because everybody felt at home, you know, isolated.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. And then another thing is the independent writers like myself and like you and stuff. It's a great place to promote all of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's what an opportunity these days that, you know, we wouldn't have had 25, 30 years ago. You couldn't have self-published a book or even gotten a book published. But now if you have a social media following, well, then you have people that will buy your book. So you can, you know, Susan, you could have written a book without social media and you could have sold it big time in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
But there are people in Washington State who will now buy your book because they follow you on Tangible Truth. They get your podcast. I mean, they listen to the podcast. And so you're able to reach people all over the world with your book that you would have never been able to do without social media.
I know. And I know a lot of, I'm honored that Dayspring asked me to write a book. And I know I have many friends that self-published, and you're right. They, their avenue is Amazon, you know? Yeah. So I am just so honored to be able to have an avenue like social media to promote the book.
Yeah.
So it is amazing.
It just opens up a world of possibilities.
It does. And this podcast,
this
like
podcast
you said,
it's social. I mean, it's audible media.
Audio
is what I would call it. And so you're able to use this podcast again, like we talked about in the last few things, with such great intention of sharing and helping people with therapy that probably might not ever be able to go to a therapist.
That is exactly right. And it's free.
And it's free therapy.
That's right.
You know, and so we can support you by buying your book so you can continue to keep providing free therapy to all your listeners. And what a gift that is.
That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you. I'm humbled by that. So it's a, and as we said before, sharing the gospel, it's a wonderful way to do that. So we pointing out ways to protect yourself on social media, to be alert. And pointing out wonderful things about social media, but also in the protection to guard your heart against those things that can come up that are also very dark on social media too. So just be alert. That's the key because there's such good that social media can provide and that you can, that it can be used for. And so we want to hone in on those things that are positive and that are good, that can be used for the glory of God. And we can all use our gift set and that be part of the avenue of which, you know, we can use our gifts is through social media. And you've done that so well, Kelly. And so I'm so proud of you and so thrilled to have had you again back with us at Tangible Truth and especially on the Tangible Truth podcast.
Wow. It's always an honor.
So thank you for coming. And I know the listeners have enjoyed you being with us again. And so thank you for your expertise on social media and your relationship with social media. So glad to have you back.
Well, thank you.
And
this was fun.
And thank you, listeners. And we have enjoyed our time together with Kelly, and we will look forward to seeing you next week, listeners. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tangible Truth Podcast, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.